Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Karate Cafe. This is going to be a short podcast today. It's just to show you that we're going to be more than once in a while. We're going to try and do this every week if we can. If not, at least every other week. With me today, I'm Pete Shambo, by the way, and with me today is Paul Wilson. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Pete. How's it going?
Not bad. We're both practitioners of Shorin-Ryu styles, of different styles, but within the Shorin-Ryu branch of karate. Those of you that have been listening to this podcast for a while know that we recognize, you know, that our styles aren't the only styles. There are one or two others out there. that was a joke, by the way.
We don't really talk about that much.
Yeah. We're back. We're gotten a lot of – one thing I wanted to start – now my dog started acting up. Sorry about that. One thing I wanted to start out by saying is we've gotten more feedback in the past week than we'd gotten in the last few months before we stopped doing the podcast previously.
You only have to go away for a year or so for people to,
Yeah, you guys really appreciate it. I mean, we do the same thing. You listen to something, you take it for granted, and you know, you really don't respond even though you like it. But we know now that one of my things before was that I thought that people were kind of getting used to it and, you know, not really listening to us like they once did. But I realize now that you guys missed us. It was something that was important to you. It's important to us. That's why we started it back up again. It's something we enjoy doing, and it's given us a lot of encouragement to keep going. Would that be fair to say, Paul?
Absolutely. I was just talking with Pete right before the show while we were in makeup about interesting it is that, you know, we've just gotten a lot of love, you know, and all the comments that we've had have been positive and have been, you know, great to have you guys back, and some good tips and some good topic advice, and more than a few people saying, you know, hey, I'd love to be on, and you know, we've had a couple of people that have their own podcast that have listened to our podcast before. At least one has said that they've started it in the meantime. Hopefully, maybe we were some sort of inspiration, or, you know, object lesson, one of the two. So anyway, we've got a culture of people that have other podcasts that are listening to us that, you know, would like to come on and help us, and a lot of just a lot of good stuff from you guys, and so we really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's about it. So we also discussed what our topic is today. And so tell them what our topic is, Paul.
Our topic is our forums kind of got hacked a little bit, and there was some smut on there. And it's not sponsored or condoned or generated by the fine folks here at Karate Cafe.
That's true. They did. We've always had, as anybody that can run a forum will tell you, there's always the spam problem, especially when it's adult material spam. And it's gotten out of hand right after we started up. It really got out of hand the past few days. Today is Wednesday, the 14th of May, 2008. The spam did get out of hand. I'm the administrator. Paul's a moderator. Gene's another moderator. I've done everything we've done, what we can to keep it from coming back. Anybody that does register from now on, you're going to have to jump through an extra hoop to get on. It shouldn't be too onerous. If it is, you can email me at, karatecafe.com. I'm sorry, I was distracted by the phone. You can email me at karatecafe@gmail.com if you're having troubles getting onto the forum because you think it's a little too many hoops to jump through. Does that sound fair, Paul?
That sounds more than fair. It was literally like, what, maybe 2 days after we posted the show that, you know, various and sundry individuals from out there in the world just slammed us with. And, you know, and the thing that really annoys me is the fact that it was essentially the same picture, which, you know.
Yeah,
I think it's just lazy.
Yeah, they could have been a little more creative. I mean, it was to the point where I was going to bed at 11 o'clock at night at Eastern time, and I took one piece off, and 6 o'clock the next morning, there was tons of it on there, and it was so bad that it was crashing the database that runs the forum, the SQL database.
And, yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's... If you're a spammer out there, please leave us alone.
Yeah. And if you were posting or a poster or thinking about posting and was scared away by all the smut, come on back. It's actually kind of funny because it was like we posted the show and then, you know, there was like a day or two of, you know, people sending us emails and a couple people got on there and started posting. And then we got slammed with porn spam and everyone just disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so but it's back up and it's freshly sanitized. Actually, Gene and myself were on there this morning cleaning a bunch of stuff off. So hopefully it'll be sanitized for your enjoyment.
Yeah, well, I hope. Okay, that's about it for that topic. I hope that's the last we'll hear about that one.
Yeah. And for a little glimpse of the future, I've been talking with Pete. We've been trading emails on various and things, sundry things we want to do, and you know, we're trying to get some interviews and the way we want to get the interviews and the correspondence going, and a couple of new interesting things have popped up. So stick around because, you know, either cool things are going to happen or it's going to be no less lame than it already was. How about that, people?
Well, that's fair.
One of the things that I'm really excited about is all the people that have said, oh, hey, yeah, I'd really love to come on and talk. if anybody needs or wants to go ahead and, like we were talking about in the last show, leave an audio message at Google Talk or record a WAV file and just give us a shout. Or, again, just send us some contact information and one of us will contact you. And preferably with a topic. That would be great. You know, we'd love to have everybody on, but we really need to have something to talk about. And especially if it's something, you know, that you know, like if you're a kung fu guy and you want to talk about kung fu, you know, please go ahead. You know, if you're, you know, you're a mixed martial art guy and you want to talk about mixed martial arts, if you want to get in, you know, want to reignite some debates, we can talk about that. And if you have a good angle, we'll be more than happy to have you on. Or if you have something you want to, you know, not so much an axe to grind, but just, you know, something you just really want to talk about. You know, some of the people on the boards have said, you know, why don't we talk about this, which was actually on the board. And I depending on the length of the thread, I don't know if I want to rehash some of that. But if there's another angle to something that we had on the board, let us know, and we can talk about having you on.
Yeah, and it occurs to me that a lot of the emails we've gotten are people that have just started listening to us, just found us, or have just gone back and re-listened to them while we were on our hiatus. If there's a podcast that you know that touched a nerve with your style of something we said that you would like to revisit, like Paul said, revisit. But I'd like to put a little more emphasis on it. If there's an old podcast, you know, that means something to you because of your styles, means you have a little bit more insight into than what we did, you know, come back and email us and tell us, and we'll, you know, we'd like to have people on with differing opinions about different styles or about different takes on what we've talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if, you know, you just have an actual comment, and I'm really pushing the audio comments because I think that'd be a really interesting thing. That way, you know, people like to see their picture in the paper. People like to, you know, hear their voice on the radio. It'd be, you know, really interesting to have our readers, you know, or listeners, I guess, more accurately, you know, just send us a little file and say, you know, hey, I'm Joe Blow from, you know, Uncle Rue, and, you know, I think you guys are doing great, and, you know, blah, you know, or, you know, I think that, you know, you guys were incorrect about this, and this, and why. You know, just a little quick, maybe 30 seconds, and then we can talk about it. And then we might not just talk about it, we may actually have you on and play the comment and then go ahead and have you on for an interview. So this is kind of opening up, and it's kind of a new way. So we're actually kind of putting the pressure on the listeners because it's all driven by you guys. I mean, we can go, you know, solicit people as much as we can, but, you know, it's much easier when people just jump in front of the bullet.
Yeah.
Or the sigh, I guess.
The side turn for.
Exactly. But anyway, that was kind of all the thing I had. Just wanted to apologize for all the schmutz on the message board, get a few more people on, and say thanks to all the people that have sent us email thus far.
You know, hey, where are the message boards? Where are the forums?
You know, they're at karatecafe.com/forums.
Okay, and you can email us once again at karatecafe@gmail.com. And actually, Paul and I are trying out a semi-new technology. Do you mind if I give out our Twitters?
Absolutely.
Okay, there's a website called Twitter.com. And Paul and I are each on it. You are Kenshin Khan.
Mm-hmm.
You want to spell it for him?
KenShinKan.
Okay, so that would be Twitter.com/KenshinKan. And I'm Twitter.com/PeteShambo. And basically what Twitter is in 140 characters or less, you have to say what you are doing right now. And like mine was that the Twitter I just put up about an hour ago was that I was headed to the studio to record the podcast. And I'm
going down into the basement.
And I am in the luxurious studios right now. It's a fun little technology. And actually, Paul, this is totally non-karate related, except for the car ahead of me said karate kicker on his license plate. I live in Syracuse, New York, and there's not a lot of traffic here. I mean, even though we have 81 and 90 go through town, there's never, traffic jam. But today there was. And I was thinking that if I had had more people locally on Twitter, they might have told me before I got in the middle of the traffic jam that there was a traffic jam. I mean, that's what the possibilities of Twitter are, if that makes any sense. Because I was in the middle of a traffic jam Twittering it out just in case anybody... Actually, I did it on Facebook because I know a lot of Syracuse people look at my Facebook, and I put it on my Facebook so that people could avoid being where I was for an extra 45 minutes this morning.
Oh, yeah, there it is right there. I'm looking back at it. I didn't... As soon as I said in Syracuse, I just kind of tuned it out, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, it can be kind of a handy thing, and for, from a marshal standpoint, as Pete pointed out, if you're an instructor, it's a great way to, maybe communicate to some of your students. You know, if they have them on, you can say, class canceled, or we're going to do this tonight, or, bring your cup, or, whatever you want to do. My thought as an IT guy was you can just send out a mass email, but Twitter's kind of a little more immediate, and, you can have it on your phone, your cell phone, you can do it on IM, which a lot of people seem to have a lot of the kids, a lot of the youths.
Well, for me, I have it on my phone because I'm on the road all day, and I'm home now for an hour, and then I'm going back out again. So my phone has been my internet device for the past year. And for me, the Twitter is the using Twitter has been
Google.
The internet's, using Twitter has been fantastic because the people that I follow and that follow me, if there's a last minute change to events, if they put it on their Twitter, it comes to my cell phone right away as a text message, which makes it a lot easier for me because I'm not able to get my email all the time and on my phone, the push email doesn't always work. Sometimes it's a half hour before I get an email that was sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I use. This is totally not a karate podcast today, but that's what I use. That's what I use Twitter for, and that's what I'm trying to use it for. I'm trying to get more and more people that I know in real life to get on Twitter so that I can use it like that.
Well, a lot of people always complain about traditional martial artists of being, rooted in the past and all that. See, so we can show that we as traditional martial artists are embracing the future.
Well, there's our topic. That always intrigued me how, especially Westerners, and this is my opinion only, Western martial artists would do something because it had been done that way for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk to somebody, like your master or our master, they would... And if you look back into the history of karate, they did what worked. I mean, hundreds of years ago, they didn't do something that didn't work just because their ancestors did it. If something required a change, they changed it. If it required a change for them personally because of a inability for their body physically to do something, they changed it. And there was no questioning, I can't do it differently because my ancestors did it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they adapted to – I mean – Until the gun came, they adapted to their surroundings and they did what was necessary to defend themselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, just taking our good friend karate as an example, it came from China to Okinawa and they adapted it for themselves. You know, they took out what they wanted. They took out what they didn't want. They kept what they wanted. They adapted and changed what they needed, you know, for their circumstances, and then, you know, moved on. And how many times have you ever seen like somebody who became sort of a big deal in karate, and it was like somebody who, you know, kind of founded their own system of chonryu, of Goju Ryu, whatever, you know, they, you know, or they combined them, you know, took the what they liked from one and take one from the other, and now it's a major, you know, system of that style, because they adapted it for what they wanted to use it for.
Well,
you know,
that's good. Now, where I have, and we've all made, well, not you, Paul, but I've made fun of people that have made their own styles, and the only the downfall there, or the possible downfall there, is when you adapt and take it and adapt it to you, is when you let it stagnate, which is the exact opposite of what we're talking about, where they don't change things. They get it to where they like it, and then they refuse to modify it at all.
Yeah. It's you know, it's kind of like cutting off your nose in spite of your face, you know. And I guess maybe the flip side of that is also, you know, adapting something too much and losing the flavor, or losing, you know, the history, losing, you know, sort of the intangible important part of it. A good argument or a good example is literally cutting off your nose and spite your face. Well, not literally, but metaphorically cutting off your nose. Sorry, folks. Because, you know, if you take something that, you know, worked, but you want to update it, but you update it so much it doesn't even look or resemble, you know, what it was, then I think you've lost an important piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm, you know, a generation or two of students down the line, it'll be gone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, we kind of have some examples of that, you know, in Matsumura Sato, depending on, you know, who's teaching it and who learned it. Because, I mean, you know, there's like old line guys who have done their kata the exact same way for 30 years. And there's, you know, newer guys who have done it, you know, did it that way for maybe 10 years and then maybe changed it a little bit and moved on. And I've heard many karate masters or I've read that many karate masters have said that. I know that Master Soken has said it. You know, that says, you know, you got to adapt it to work for you, you know, and my way is not necessarily going to be your way. And, you know, I don't necessarily teach the way my instructor taught. So, you know, there's a danger in both, you know, traditional and modern martial arts where, you know, you could lose something vital because you want to change it too much.
Well,
you know, either making it your own, or because you think it's crap, or, you know, or just the drive to make it better.
Well, I know there's certain things that I do because I can't kick as like other people. I have a little bit of a defect in my hips, and so there's things.
Oh, your hips. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But there's things that I do that I don't do that are supposed to be done in the karate or that are supposed to be done in the kata that I either do differently or I modify in one way or another. Yet when I teach it, I teach it the way it's supposed to be done. And,
right, yeah.
And if I'm asked, well, how come you don't do it that way, I explain my reasoning and, you know, the fact that I can't do it that way. And, you know, so far everybody I've taught seems to understand what I'm getting across.
Yeah, it's and that's, I think, the right way to do it. You know, I mean, there's stuff, there are techniques that I can't really make work all the time. You know, there are, you know... But I mean, I understand. I hang on to the technique because I know how it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell my students, I go like, you know, I really can't make this work, but I know it does because it's been done on me.
Yeah, well, that, you know, exactly.
Or there's a principle under there, and this is the underlying principle. This is the way it's supposed to work. This is the way I make it work. Now you go find your way. You know,
exactly.
And that way they get kind of a flavor of, and, you know, one of my top students, he kind of remembers it. He goes like, oh, you know, I learned it this way, one way. And I go like, yeah, you know, that's a valid way of learning it. You know, and you know, I look at it this way, or, you know, Master Kisei looks at it this way, and I agree with him, and, you know, this is the way we do it. So, you know, so I try and keep, you know, but I don't tell them, go like, that's why it's crap, you know, because I don't think it's my place, because, I mean, someone more competent than me probably showed that to them. So, I mean, and when I look at it, I go like, yeah, it can be a valid, you know, a valid explanation of bunkai, a valid, you know, just technique in general. And it's not my, I can maybe not want to pursue it, but I'm not going to say like it's total crap unless it really is total crap. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And as my student, you know, I mean, I want them to know that I don't want to be, you know, it's my way or the highway. But I let them know that I'm like, well, this is the way we do it in the school.
Well,
yeah. So,
well,
but
yeah.
But remember, but hang on to what you got. So
exactly. The way I look at it is I've been taught by different senseis, different things to do, this different ways to do the same, to receive, to achieve the same outcome. And I just look at, and I've had fellow students say, well, you know, you taught me this way. Why are you teaching me this way now? I just look at it as learning two different ways to do the same thing. And there are times when, you know, for one reason or another, you won't, even for a short period of time, because of a short injury or a cut or, you know, a broken bone, for example, you might not be able to do it the one way you were taught, but you're able to do it the other way. And it never hurts to know two ways to defend yourself.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what, last night was a prime example. We were in class and one of my students asked me about Pinan Sandan. And you guys do Pinan Sandan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you do the spear hand and then you kind of twirl around.
Mm-hmm.
And do, you know, whatever your various technique is. And, you know, we do it kind of you do the spear hand, chamber in, you know, spin around with your hands in the chamber, come into a hammer fist.
Okay.
He was asking me something about that along those lines. I was like, okay. And right now, like, we've lost, like, some more people, like, whatever. But, because it's kind of hard to describe it. But anyway, so he was showing me a way that he had learned in another style that he had practiced. And it's one where when they spin, they put their hand, you know, like one hand kind of comes behind their back, like they're, you know, pulling somebody's arm behind them while they spin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that.
And then doing whatever the technique is. And I kind of went like, well, okay, you know. And at first I was kind of like, well, I couldn't in my mind figure out how to make it work. And then I said, well, I see the technique as, you know, you're coming in this way and then you're, you know, moving into, you know, you're kind of breaking it up. I broke up the technique. I don't think it's all necessarily going to be all one technique. I think it may be two techniques kind of sandwiched together that sometimes work together. But anyway, I kind of demonstrated how I generally see the technique as being applied, which, you know, the bunkai of it could be a couple, four different things, but it's kind of like the overt one. And he was like, oh, okay. And he says, well, you know, they always kind of showed us it was like this, and he showed me the example that they kind of, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that kind of makes sense. But, I mean, the gross movements of between the way we do the kata and the way that style had done the kata were different enough to where, like, no, the, you know, the, like, it's pretty cut and dry that, you know, that bunkai will not, isn't working in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that it's invalid bunkai.
Yeah, it's just a possible different situation.
Absolutely. So, you know, I was saying, well, okay, well, the emphasis on, you know, from our style is, you know, getting off, you know, kind of to the outside at a 45 and coming in, vice, you know, maybe being more straight on, which is the way I kind of perceive that kata, being a little more straight on, that piece of bunkai. But, you know, I said, like, you know, valid bunkai, both of them, you know, but they actually, the technique within the kata done his that old style's way and our style's way are different enough to where, you know, it kind of doesn't matter. But, you know, definitely hang on to that because, you know, that example of from his old style was a good example of body mechanics of how somebody's body is going to move in a certain situation. So, I mean, I don't want to take that away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to poo-poo it because it was just a good idea. And, you know, it may have been one that, And when he did demonstrate the technique, I'm like, oh, hey, I've done that, you know, and like, you know, in a self-defense, you know, sparring situation. I had performed a technique kind of like that. I'm like, okay, all right. So, yeah, I can see that as being valid.
Yeah, it would work. It just not in this style, or it just not with that kata, but it would work in a self-defense maneuver.
And so I guess to get back to our little topic lit that we stumbled upon is that, yeah, you can, you know, I don't want to take away from, you know, I wouldn't want to change the kata. There was, you know, obviously someone changed the kata. You know, either our style changed it, or, you know, or somebody somewhere down the line said, okay, Pinan Sandan, I want to do this instead of this.
Exactly.
And enough Shorin Ryu styles exist that where if you, you know, keep an open mind and kind of look at stuff, you can, you know, you won't lose techniques like that.
Okay, I just have one question. What do you mean we stumbled upon this topic? I thought we had this planned all along.
I mean, yeah. I mean, well, I meant stumbled upon by, I mean, we grafted out and we're actually operating off a script.
Yes, exactly.
Including that part that I just said just then. In all fairness, that's what we told people right before we rolled on the show. Is like, what are we going to talk about? I don't know. So
yeah,
well, and what we started out talking about was originally what we were going to talk about, but as we normally do, we end up going in some direction we didn't expect.
And that's what most of the emails, getting back to the original topic, that's going, most of the emails were that, you know, saying to, in one form or another, that we've achieved what we wanted. What we want to do is sound like the conversation at the bar after Friday class. Mm-hmm. And we've had quite a few emails say that in one way or another, that's exactly what it sounds like. And that's what we try for. And that's when we have guests on. It might be a few weeks. I've got to get through the emails and start emailing people. But when we start having guests, and it has to be people. I would prefer you guys, if you know how to use Skype, if you – Skype, skype.com. Download it. You can talk to people on other computers for free. The only thing you have to buy is a headset. The headsets are, what, $20-$25?
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah, and that's all you have to do, and, you know – We can help you set up, and that's how Paul and I talk, and it the sound is pretty good. But that's what when we do talk to you when we do get guests on, you know, if you want to promote something, we'll let you promote it, plug it, whatever. But we also want to talk about discuss the difference in styles and difference in attitude. I mean, even within we discussed last week. Paul and I are in similar styles, but we're at different places in our lives as far as the studying of karate goes. When Paul joined us, he didn't have a dojo. He was studying solo, and Gene and I were both in a dojo and been in one for years. Now I'm studying solo, and Paul owns a dojo. So, and, you know, when we get people on, we want to discuss friendly the differences, you know, what's similar and what's different between the styles of the people we have on.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to get, you know, three people to agree on lunch, much less, you know, an entire theory of, you know, how to apply the martial arts.
And that's,
you know,
the,
I mean,
that's the,
oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. That's the one thing that I've really gotten from the emails we've gotten is most of the people that have emailed us are from different styles or, you know, different arts altogether. And, you know, they understand what we're talking about in a general sense. They might not understand our katas exactly, but they feel, that's what I like about you guys that listen, is you feel the same way we do, that being a martial artist is a special thing, and it's not about my style is better, my art is better, you know, it's about the art and the practice of it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the way I look at it is more in the sense of, hey, you know, we're all martial artists at the bottom level, you know, and then the increasing level is how you look at it. You know, are you a punching art, are you a kicking art, are you a grappling art, you know, are you a mixed martial art, are you a reality based art, are you, you know, just whatever, all that stuff is piled up on the top of it, but at the bottom level, you know, it doesn't matter if you're traditional or hybrid or freestyle or whatever. You know, it's like a punch is a punch, is a kick is a kick. You know, so we can kind of talk to each other, you know, on that line. And the philosophies and the applications of the techniques, the first few podcasts that we did when I came on was all about, like, you know, people in the dojo. You know, it doesn't matter what school you're in, you have these guys.
That guy.
And, you know, yeah, we had that guy. Oh, that's right. It was that guy in the dojo, you know, and we talked about that, and, you know, and so, and it'd be really kind of good if we have new listeners, go back and look at the boards at some of the old threads that we had, because a lot of them were built off the podcast.
And if you find anything that shouldn't be there, email us and tell us where it is, because that the board's gotten big by this point.
That's right. Yeah, especially with those older topics. Yeah. But anywho, you know, so we kind of try and maintain that sort of thing of, you know, yeah, we're sitting around the dojo and, like, you remember that guy that we had that he never washed? Oh, yeah, well, at my school we didn't have a guy who'd never washed too. And then, you know, that's where we can all kind of come together on that bottom level of, you know, we're all martial artists and we all have stinky guys in our schools. Thankfully, I don't have a stinky guy in my school yet. And so that works out pretty well.
Well, we'll get you one.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd love to have them. We had, there's stuff like that. So, I mean, there's topics that we can talk about. Or, I mean, if people want to talk about specific things, we've talked about specific things as well. But, you know, that's where we kind of get in the area where people go, like, you don't know what you're talking about. Or, you know, you should have an Eskrima guy talking about it. Well, fine, get me an Eskrima guy and we'll talk about it. And that's what we're looking for. You know, we're trying to, you know, expand our topics. We're also trying to expand the number of people we talk to. But, you know, we, during the week, Pete and I trade emails back and forth talking about topics. And so, you know, anytime we, you know, a lot of them are general topics in my head. They're just general topics. I just sent you, emailed Pete a topic, which he hasn't seen yet, for an upcoming show, because we really can't get into it today. But, you know, it's kind of a broad-based topic. And it involves, you know, and I'll go ahead and tease it, so that way if somebody wants to email any suggestions, it's basically about martial art culture. You know, between people saying that, you know, and I guess, you know, maybe a simple thing of what I mean is, like our fine friends in the mixed martial art world that do competition. Yeah, you know, some of them will make fun of traditional martial artists because we wear silly pajamas to work out, but they all wear board shorts, and that's a uniform, whether they want to admit it or not, or they all, you know, they all have their bad boy stickers on, or, you know, they all have cauliflower ears, which they don't all have it, and I know, I don't understand where that comes from, or they all have shaved heads, you know, that kind of thing, which again is painting with broad strokes. And I actually told somebody in an email today, you shouldn't do that on podcast, but I'm admitting it.
But the base is that even though on the surface what we study is different, a lot different in the case of the mixed martial artists, the thing is we both study a discipline, and whether ours looks too organized to them and theirs doesn't look organized enough to us, it is. I mean, they have a regimen they have to follow. We have a regimen we have to follow. And
yeah, you know, absolutely. and the point I was making with that topic is, you know, how often does either side look at the other side and go like, oh, they're crazy, you know, instead of looking at it going like, well, no, maybe we're all just the same brand of crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just wearing different uniforms, you know. So, but that's for another time. But if anybody wants to email in and maybe jump in on that topic, feel free. That might be a good one, because I know we have a lot of, you know, different styles and stuff. So that would be good.
I can hear the keyboards already typing out the letters to us, telling us we're nuts.
Exactly. Well, tell us to our face or to our microphone, I guess.
Exactly. So, well, I think we're about done, Paul. Are we, or is there anything else?
That's about all I can think of right now. We have, I've had a couple people ask me, Pete's not meant to be on that much, but I'm on all the time on Gmail, on Gmail chat at whiterock.kenshinkan. White Rock is all one word and Kenshinkan is all one word. If you want to hop on and chat with me, I have that up pretty much all day. because in keeping with this whole spirit of increasing technology, let's chat.
Sounds good. And unless they toggle it off, there is a record of the chat. So if there's anything said, we can share that. Paul can go back through the record and share that on a podcast.
Yeah, and if any of us are not online, we can also we'll see it when we log back on. What I was saying was I was online with somebody chatting, and one of the things they were talking about was, you know, they don't want to lose the International Karate Cafe World Hall of Fame of America, and we had a feature a while back called Things That Make You Go Kiai, or Things That Make You Throw Up in Your Mouth a Little, depending. Those haven't gone away. We just haven't really focused on them since our hiatus, so I need to get back to looking into that.
Definitely. So I think that's it for another Karate Cafe podcast. Shall we call it a night?
I'm spent.
Okay. This is Pete Shambo.
And this is Paul Wilson.
And we'll see you later.